The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." Then he summons his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord sends us out today. He has people and events in our life that we're sent to. And it's really easy if we're, you know, sent here at Mass and people around you to be nice with them and peace be with you. It's very easy to see these faces and go, you know, God's given us this wonderful gift of faith that we can see in each other, at least at moments, the presence of God. And so it's very comfortable just to be here at Mass and to come to Mass and not do much more than that spiritually. And we kind of go and pat ourselves on the back. Well, you know, I was the priest today and I celebrated Mass, so I did my thing. And we forget. He's sending us to the lost sheep. Who are the lost sheep? Who are the lost sheep in your life? The ones that don't believe. The ones that you see shopping like crazy. The ones who have addictions. The ones who are far away from God, at least in all visual aspects anyway. But he sends us out today. You will see people today that you need to pray for. And the illnesses that we're called to cure are hopelessness. The disciples were sent out and they cured. You and I have the power to cure. And when we say that, we think always about, you know, physical curings or mental curings. And that's certainly a part of what the church is. But remember that in the time of Jesus, the reason a person had leprosy or was blind or couldn't hear or was mute was because they were big sinners. And so in a sense, the miracle was not so much that the disease was taken away, but what that said to people who saw it, he has power over sin. That the only way he could possibly cure them was their sin is forgiven. And that's the good news of Jesus Christ that you and I can proclaim today. That God loves us and he forgives our sins. And that doesn't mean necessarily you go out and say, you know, repent. The Lord forgives you, because they'll look at you like you're some kind of crazy nut. Some won't. Some will hear the message and go, "Oh, I needed that." But your compassion, you're not making judgments on a person. Your willingness to tolerate even those who no one else would tolerate. Your willingness to pray for those maybe who you see today, you don't even know. That, in a sense, is how you and I are sent to the lost sheep. Some of you probably will actually get to talk about Jesus to someone. But for most of us, it's going to be a day of living our Christian faith, of witnessing our mercy. You know, how much God has given us. Do you realize he forgives us again and again and again and again, and we say to the Lord, Lord, I'm not going to do it again. Thank you for forgiving me. And we do it again. Lord, I'm not going to do it again. Again, oh, keep helping me. And we do it again, and he forgives us again and again and again. And of course, when we're in that mode, we have to be very careful we don't listen to the devil, because the devil then says, well, just give up. You're going to always sin, you know, so just give up. Why are you battling this? Go and enjoy life like everyone else. It's interesting how my voice changes when I'm the devil. but he loves us. And he's going to forgive us time after time. And it's that moment that you and I have to recognize, Lord, I'm going to work with all my effort and your grace to overcome my weaknesses. But at the same time, I'm never going to lose hope that you have sent me out to others. And most people are hopeless. They don't believe there's a way out of their sinfulness. And so we do drugs because that makes us feel better. We do sex outside of marriage. It makes it feel better. We buy all kinds of things. We shop like crazy because it makes us feel better when we buy something. You know, all of those things are a way of somehow dealing with our sinfulness, not recognizing there's a God of love and mercy who forgives. And you and I are called today to go out to others. God has given us a lot. And it's all been free. He doesn't say, okay, you know, you got to pay for the fact that I've forgiven you. No, it's free. We have received much, and we without cost. And now you and I are called to go out to others today and to give what we have, not charging them